Reading the news this morning, a political stoush has erupted over BHP Billiton's decision to delay the expansion of the Olympic Dam mine. The company has shelved the $30 billion project because of weaker commodity prices and high capital costs. But the opposition leader Tony Abbott is blaming the carbon and mining taxes. The government says Mr. Abbott is running a baseless fear campaign. Two more boats carrying 107 asylum seekers are on their way to Christmas Island after being intercepted off Australia's north coast. Meanwhile, the government is facing pressure to speed up moves towards offshore processing. The opposition says documents that allow asylum seekers to be sent to Nauru and Manus Islands have yet to be tabled in Parliament. Britain's royal family has confirmed nude photographs of Prince Harry cavorting with friends in Las Vegas are genuine. The photographs published on an American celebrity news site show Prince Harry in a hotel room after a game of strip billiards. Flames have been lit to mark the official countdown to the London Paralympics. Ceremonies took place at the top of the highest peaks of England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. They'll come together next Tuesday for the final leg of the journey to the London Stadium. Police are investigating another shooting in Sydney's southwest. Residents in Bankstown reported hearing several gunshots around 10 o'clock last night. No one has been injured.